This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Afghanistan is counting votes a day after it held its presidential election. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Syria's top diplomat is demanding the immediate withdrawal of American and Turkish forces from his country and says his government reserves the right to defend its territory in any way necessary if they remain. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Refugee Agency and Libya's Coast Guard say a boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants has capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya. The UNHCR says rescue efforts are ongoing. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hundreds of pro-Beijing supporters in Hong Kong sang the Chinese national anthem and waved red flags Sunday ahead of China's National Day. The demonstration was to counter pro-democracy protest, viewed as a challenge to Beijing's rule. Sunday's show of support for Beijing comes a day after fresh violence in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days. To mark the anniversary, thousands of Hong Kongers gathered peacefully in Tamar Park early Saturday in front of the central government offices and the Legislative Council. A series of protests are planned ahead of the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic on Tuesday.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe, was buried Saturday at a low-key event in his rural village. As Columbus Mafunga reports, the site was chosen after the 95-year-old former leader's family refused to have him buried at the National Shrine in Harare because he'd been ridiculed.
A Roman Catholic Mass was held Saturday afternoon at the home of former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe, about 100 kilometers southwest of Harare, before his burial. Only family members were allowed to witness the actual burial, which took place at his home just before sunset. Mugabe died in Singapore after a long illness, which his successor, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, later said was cancer. After his nearly 40 years in power, Mugabe was ousted by the army in 2017 and replaced by his ally of over 50 years, President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mafunga for VOA News, Zimba, Zimbabwe.
Asian American groups are objecting to the Trump administration's efforts to step up deportations of Cambodians, as dozens of refugees with criminal convictions are being ordered to report to federal officials next week for removal. Asian American activists argue that many of those facing deportation served criminal sentences years and in some cases decades ago, when they were troubled young refugees struggling to adjust to a new country after their families fled Cambodia's brutal Khmer Rouge regime. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck off the coast of southern the Philippines on Sunday morning. The Philippines Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says several aftershocks were felt. There were no immediate reports of casualties. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.